America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you take our time and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're studying on this word opportunity, and I gave you at the first part of the week an opportunity to an outreach for the lost. And then I'm dealing now with prayer and fasting. And I'm not going to take much more time on this because we took a lot of time on this for about 3 weeks on this program. But I want to look at Matthew 17:21, and this, of course, is the story of where Jesus, they brought the little child, and the disciples couldn't heal him, and the demon had him possessed and was throwing him in the fire and throwing him in the water. And the disciples couldn't heal him. And Jesus said, it's because of your faith, lack of faith. But then he said this in verse 21, "Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Let me say that a tool we have in our arsenal today is fasting. Now, it's a tool that is not used much. But if we preachers and we men of God would promote that again, you'd see revival in this country. People have made food their God. Unfortunately, they have. But now, again, fasting, and we covered this, but fasting is not giving up your TV, you're giving up deer hunting or something. That's not fasting. Now, that's good that you might do that, but that's not fasting. Fasting is doing without food. That's the Bible definition of it. That's what it is. And the reason men cheapen that is they don't want to do the real thing. Now, listen, I don't want to do anything imitation. I don't want to be an imitation of anything. I want the real thing. And the real way to defeat the devil, Jesus said there was a certain kind of demons, and the only way you get rid of those demons is by prayer and fasting. And wouldn't it be good? We talk about people going into our schools and shooting. We had two shootings in one day the other day. We had a synagogue that got shot at, and then we had a college. Let me tell you, brother, that is demonic forces of hell at work right there. Now, somebody said, if you'll just get the guns. Well, the guns won't stop it. A gun don't kill people. People kill people. It's the person on the other end of the gun. It ain't the gun. And so, you see, but Jesus said, what'll drive that away? How be it? This kind, there's a special kind of demon. The Bible said, howbeit this kind goeth forth but by nothing but by... Well, let me just read the verse again. I want to read it right, okay? Let me go back. Can I do that? I like to always read my scripture and read it right if I can. And sometimes the devil, he tries to hinder me from doing that. But Matthew 17:21, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. In other words, God said that's the only way. Now, you can invent other ways. You know, I'm amazed today at sometimes at men, how they try to get around doing what the Bible says do. And they'll juggle it around and they'll say, well, you know, preacher, in this day and hour, this and that and this and that. No, the Bible doesn't change. God's laid a formula down. We can do it. We don't have to. You want to see your churches filled, pastors? Pray and fast. Pray and fast. Get a hold of God. You want to see people get saved? Pray and fast. Pray and fast. You try it, and I'm not saying a 30-day fast, but I'm saying this. You try fasting one time a week for 30 days and praying down a prayer list for 30 days straight, and I'll guarantee you God bring revival to your church. Amen? That's a guarantee. And why? Because God's a God that wants to send it more than you want it. Opportunity. Opportunity. Amen. And then we're going to get into another one here. And really, I don't have time to get into this one, but I'll just mention it, and then we'll get into it, Lord willing, next week. I just wrote down for the next P, I wrote down pay up. Our opportunity to give our money for the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can say a lot of things about money. I'm in a project on my other radio broadcast right now, talking about you know, raising some money where we can go into other states. And some people would say, oh, Catherine, you're just on the radio for people's money. Let me tell you something. I've never been for people's money. But I'll say this to you. If you love the Lord, you'll give. And boy, thank God we got some good givers out there. And I try to give myself, and God blesses me. Well, I hope you'll join us again next week. We're going to dig more into some things, and God bless you. Thank you for listening to A Call for Revival.
You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.